encouragement can have a lot to do with productivity. Our story today, I Don't Believe a Word of It, from Howard Hendricks. By the fifth grade, I was bearing all the fruit of a kid who feels insecure, unloved, and pretty angry at life. In other words, I was tearing the place apart. However, my teacher, Miss Simon, apparently thought I was blind to this problem because she regularly reminded me, "Howard, you are the worst behaved child in this school. So tell me something I don't already know," I thought to myself as I proceeded to live up or down to her opinion of me. Needless to say, the fifth grade was probably the worst year of my life. Finally, I was graduated for obvious reasons, but I left Miss Simon's words ringing in my ears there, "Howard, you're the worst behaved child in this school." You can imagine what my expectations then were upon entering the sixth grade. The first day of class, my teacher, Miss No, went down the roll call, and it wasn't long before she came to my name. "Howard Hendricks," she called out, glancing from her list to see where I was sitting, with my arms folded, just waiting to go into action. She looked me over for a moment and then said, "I've heard a lot about you." Then she smiled and added, "But I don't believe a word of it." I tell you, that moment was a fundamental turning point, not only in my education, but in my life. Suddenly, unexpectedly, someone believed in me. For the first time in my life, someone saw potential in me. Miss Noel put me on special assignments. She gave me little jobs to do. She invited me to come in after school and work on my reading and arithmetic. She challenged me with higher standards. I had a hard time letting her down. In fact, one time I got so involved in one of her homework assignments, I stayed up till 1:30 in the morning working on it. Eventually, my father came down the hall and said, "What's the matter, son? Are you sick?" "No, I'm doing homework," I replied. He just kind of blinked and rubbed his eyes, not quite sure whether he was awake. He'd never heard me say anything like that before. What made the difference between fifth grade and sixth? The fact that someone was willing to give me a chance. Someone was willing to believe in me while challenging me with higher expectations. That was risky because there was no guarantee that I'd honor Miss No's trust. Everyone likes the end product of mentoring, especially when it yields a peak performer. The star athlete, the successful business person, the brilliant lawyer, the impressive communicator. But how many of us want to deal with the person at the front end of the process? From 1 Thessalonians 5:11, "Therefore encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.